determines the outcomes of your life. I date memory from friends abroad relationship school. I've been done in life for a long time, although I've been doing reels. But I wanted to share with you this one point I was discussing with someone the other day, that the way we think, and this is evidenced by how we show up, our behavior, the words we speak, our mindset, how we present our attitude to the world and how we show up in the world. And we tend to focus, of course, most of us met in relationship groups, and we are trying to build healthy relationships. What we also need to learn is that in order to build healthy relationships, we have to have healthy mindsets. We have to have healthy self-connections, without which it's difficult to relate in a healthy way with others, because I cannot give others what I don't have, neither can you. So if we are wanting to create healthy relationships, we need to be mindful of how we show up, our mindset, our mentality, and the words that we repeat, and how we communicate about ourselves and about others. We tend sometimes to perpetuate negativity. We live in a constant state of focusing on what's not working, and we present this by complaining, especially about other people. We talk about negative people. We talk about people who we want to exclude in our lives. But what we are doing when we focus on that is we are perpetuating our negative mindset, how we present negatively. And so when we get into relationship with someone, or we are in a relationship with someone and we are complaining about them, we are talking negatively about them, we are monitoring them, we are jealous about them or the people that they hang out with, who they hang out with, that is contrary to the outcomes that we want in our lives. Because if we want a certain outcome, we have to plant a seed that is consistent with that outcome. We are learning that how we present on a daily basis, the thoughts, our emotions, our behavior, and our words are like planting a seed. We are planting a seed which then germinates into the outcomes of tomorrow. How I talk about a partner, a friend right now, can influence how I behave towards that friend, and therefore determine the outcomes of our relationship. And that's all a process we need to be aware of. These manifestations of behaviors, negative relationships, unhealthy relationships, are all an outcome of how we think and present ourselves in relationships. How we then try to probably change other people instead of looking into how we might be behaving that's affecting the dynamic of a relationship. If you are wanting to be in a healthy relationship, go or get into that relationship with a mindset of knowing what you want and presenting or planting positive seeds. And when you plant that seed, that positive seed, the idea is not to try to change someone into what you want them to be, for them to grow into something that you want. It's about observing whether you are creating conditions that can allow the growth of a relationship. And if the other person is not responding in a positive way, to your contribution, the idea is not to try to make something happen, because in some relationship we are hearing people who want someone to be a certain way. They want to convince someone to change. They want to convince someone to be better for them. And that is you trying to make someone change so you feel better. And that will not work, because it's not their job to make us feel better. It's our job to notice when the conditions are not allowing our growth. They are not allowing us to feel better, whether we are right or we are wrong in wanting to feel better. And if we are not, and we have assessed that we are doing our best and it's not working, then the idea is to decide what is best for us, not what is best for the other person. We can decide what is best for the other person. That is up to them. All we can decide is what is best for us. So go into the world with a mindset that creates outcomes that you will tolerate. Planting a seed whose fruit will be edible for you, a fruit that you will want to eat. Not to go in and try to set up others to be our parents. A partner has gone away and they are not reaching out. Focus on your life. Focus on doing what you love. Spend that time nurturing yourself, giving yourself that which you think they are not giving you. And look for others, friends, family, groups, where you can interdepend, where there is reciprocity. The idea is to be present in the moment, to focus on what and who is in front of you, and enjoy the time that you are alive now, rather than spend time being anxious and getting into a muddle about someone who is living their life. When you stop living your life to focus on them, this person is away experiencing their life, enjoying their life. You do the same way you are, because your life is only lived in the present moment. A partner has gone out to hang out with other people and not you. Rather than spend time trying to call them, trying to make them nurture you or give you something, this is the time for you to ask yourself, what can I do for myself right now? That is what matters more in this life. Chiezo, do you want to come on camera? If you want to, let me know. Nice to see you anyway. And we spend a lot of our time, or waste a lot of our time, trying to change other people, trying to make something happen in a relationship, trying to change someone into what we want them to be, instead of enjoying the time we have with them. That's what inspires someone to stay around you, to be fun to be around, not to be the fun police, is what my friend Jackie once said. You want to police a partner in everything they do. Where are they? What are they doing? Why have they not called me? Why are they not doing this with me? Why are they doing that with the other person? Do you feel like this person wants to be around this negativity? They don't. So what matters is for you to change your mindset. And this is why my main focus is the self-connection. My main focus is to encourage you to nurture and parent yourself. My main focus is to encourage you to practice self-care, to wake up to yourself, to focus on self-regulation, self-management, and creating a court for your emotional baseline, so that you are not scrutinizing the other person more than you are putting focus in yourself. Yes, When you are in a relationship, what the other person is doing matters. But it doesn't have to matter more than what you want and how you feel. When you notice what someone is doing, the question is not what are they doing and why. The question is, how am I feeling and what can I do? Those are the major questions you need to ask yourself. Other people have their lives to live, their decisions to make, their choices. And that's the same with you. What is your choice? Is your choice to focus on changing a partner, on trying to convince them that you are good together? Because that part of trying to convince them is a turn-off. It's a way of trying to control them. Rather, focus on yourself. Focus on how you feel. Focus on regulating and parenting yourself. Focus on giving yourself the love that you need, and also give yourself the love that you want to give them, so that you've got that double love. And then maybe when you give yourself all that love and you are enjoying your life and investing in your interests and investing in your friends and your circles, maybe they will realize that this person has got, they've got a fun life. And maybe that's when they decide they want to be with you. And if they don't, that's okay. It's difficult, it's hard, it's challenging, it's hurtful to let them go. Yet it is possible, because they might not be the right person for you. Not every job you apply for will say yes to you and will be the job of, you know, that you need or that you want or that you get. Sometimes you apply for practice. You don't have to be bogged down by they declined me or they rejected me. Move on. Keep making other applications. Keep meeting other people. But the more you love yourself, the more you are likely to meet someone who will love you for who you are. That is important. But it all comes down to mindset. How are you thinking? And for some people, they think that your thoughts just about what you are thinking and, oh, I'm positive thinking. But our thoughts show up in how we speak and behave. So how are you behaving? And how are you communicating? Those are the major issues that show up in your relationships. Complaining about someone all the time. Complaining about a partner. Scrutinizing a partner's behaviors. Focusing on what a partner is doing instead of focusing on yourself. And these focuses, when you focus like this, it's okay. It's how you learn where you are. So start from there. Oh, this is why we do the objective evaluation, like sift them. What are your thinking patterns? Observe them and then utilize that to move from where you are to go forward. This is how I'm thinking. How can I change this? Find out why you think like that. And then start to use affirmations, use reframes, use other methods of, you know, looking at things in a different way, such as role reversal. Put yourself in other people's shoes. I am moving away in my shares about too much when people are negative or when other people are like this. It's not other people who are our main issues. It's how we think. People do what they do in their best interest, and there need not be any issues around that. It's not personal. If someone is doing something that's contrary to what you think is right for you, be they a partner, be they a friend, be they a family member, that's how they are feeling. The idea is to ask yourself, what am I feeling and what can I do for myself? And those are the major questions to ask yourself once again. What am I feeling, or how am I feeling? And what can I do about this for myself? Not for the other person to change, but for you. Because your life is passing by. Each moment you waste focusing on another person and what they are doing is a moment lost in your life. You might not have another moment like that. So take that time back. Take your time back and utilize it. Utilize it really well for your own benefit. And we are not saying abandon other people, but we are saying we need to move away from blaming other people for how we feel or for what they are doing. People do things for their own reasons. And sometimes we are so worried about them doing things about us that we don't realize sometimes they are not even thinking about us at all. They are focusing on something that's going on in their life. I had a situation recently where someone was trying to reach me or something, and I had to reach out to them. But I remember myself in some time ago when I would sort of worry and fixate on why someone was not doing something or reaching out. But when I was so busy, I realized this person might actually think I'm deliberately ignoring them, but I'm not even thinking about them because I've got so much going in my life right now. I've got moves, I've got this, I've got that, I've got work, I've got school for kids and things like that. And you realize you don't have much time, but someone might actually be thinking, oh my God, this person is ignoring me. But it's nothing to do with them. I'm not even thinking about them. So it's important that we recognize that even in relationships, when a partner is away, when a partner is doing what they are doing what they love. Let them do it. You go in that moment, take that moment back and do what you love also. Focus on yourself. And then you meet when they are ready or when you are both ready. And if it's something that's happening all the time and they are spending too much time away from you, then ask yourself, what am I feeling and what can I do for myself that is in my best interest? And yes, you might have a conversation about it, but not to blame them, but to just ask, is there anything I need to know? And if you find that there's no change, then it's the onus is on you as an adult to take action, to move out of that environment if it's not nurturing you, if it's not allowing you to grow. The problem that happens sometimes again is that with our mindset, what we try to do is we try to keep blaming them. We try to keep focusing on them, but we know they are not giving us what we want. And they are doing their own thing that they love, that they enjoy. And we stay stuck there rather than decide like adults what is best for us. And this is the problem with our trauma, from our trauma, because we are now parenticizing or parentifying a partner. We are setting a partner to be a parent when we as adults are supposed to make decisions for us, not to wait for someone else to decide to drop you or to dump you or to break up with you. If you feel this is not right, that's the reason why you can say, you know what? I appreciate the time we've spent together, but I don't think this relationship is for me. There's no need for you to stay stuck with someone as if you are staying stuck with parents. As children, we do get stuck with parents even when they are unhealthy for us sometimes because we have nowhere else to go. And you need to be careful about that same attitude turning up in your adult life where you stay stuck on someone who is not good for you, who is not giving you what you want, who is not even trying to do relationship with you and just doing situations with you. But you are so stuck on that person, you can't move away. You can't let go. You can't release them to meet someone else. Because as long as that person is there, you don't have a chance of getting into a healthy relationship. So it's time for us to grow up, literally, and to be the parents we need and to take action. But again, it starts with how we think. We need to start thinking differently and not fearing pain of abandonment or rejection or letting go. Because when we are stuck with someone, you've been in a situationship that unhealthy for a long time. You've been in an unhealthy marriage, an unhealthy relationship for a long time because you're thinking, oh my God, I can't let go. I can't. Why can't you let go? What if they die tomorrow? What would you do? Follow them to the grave? You can't. So that's the same thing. Sometimes you have to think like that, to think, if this person wasn't here tomorrow, if they were to die today, I would have to move on. Do the same. But you don't have to even think like that. You just have to think, this is not good for me. And that's how adults think. In many areas of our lives, we are really good. We are really good, like at work. We are so good at following procedures, concepts, frameworks, and white papers. But when it comes to our relationships, we become like young children. We fail to act in our best interest. We follow that old mindset in relationships. And it's not our fault. It's not our fault that we do this. It's from our trauma. That is why we need to reach out for resources. We need to reach out for support. We need to reach out for advice. We need to follow the difficult advice and to make some changes. Because unless we change, nothing is changing. And no one can make these changes for us. People can support us and can say very nice things when we talk about, oh, I've been with this person. And sometimes this person becomes toxic. Oh, this person is toxic. But if this person is toxic, why are you there? It's a trauma bond. Yes, it's a trauma bond. But what about them? They are also in a trauma bond. So you both have a problem. So look into that and try to work on cognitive restructuring. And simple acts of self-care each morning. Simple acts of self-evaluation and self-management of emotions can gradually lead you to solutions and to action where you take yourself away from or detach from situations that are not good for you. And that is what is important. Monitor your mindset. Assess your mindset. And change your mindset and evaluate your mindset on a daily basis. Do something, a small thing for yourself every day to say, you know what? I was stuck in this mode, but today I have managed to say no. Today I didn't answer the call of this person who is breadcrumbing me. Today I refused to see my situationship person. I said no, I'm not meeting you today. And gradually, as you do that, parent yourself. Because the difficulty is that when we let go, we don't have a replacement. And this is a video or a short for another day, a reel for another day. The difficulty that we have in letting go of something, a habit, a person, a situation, is because we have no replacement. We don't know what to do with ourselves when we have let that person go. That is the time for us to nurture our inner child. That is time for us to join support groups. That is time for us to go to family and friends. Spend time, write it down where I was supposed to give this person a hug. I miss a hug from this person. I'm going to hug my child. I'm going to hug my friends. I'm going to find someone on the streets and offer them a kind word. Where maybe you are missing, some people miss the physical part of the intimacy, the sex part. You can go and have a massage. You can spend time with other people. Sometimes it doesn't have to be physical, but that massage can be helpful for you. Self-massage, as well as going for an actual professional massage. And then also replacing that exercise with something else that you can do. Where there were routines that you were used to in this situationship or a relationship, you can find other people to be with, to do similar things with or same things with. And the important thing here is not to rush into a next relationship. Learn to be alone. It is very helpful for you. It's great mindset to accept your singularity for a while whilst you explore healing work. And also, the additional part is while you are single, get into difficult, challenging situations. People who challenge you, not in a nasty way, but people who challenge you such that sometimes you don't want to be there, but you know it's helpful. And you can decide, you know what, I need to hear something that I don't normally like to hear. Because that's what's going to happen in your relationship. You're not going to have someone who tells you what you want to hear all the time. You are going to have somebody who is going to say something that can just put you off or just move the ground under you. And that can happen. He'll be helpful to be in support groups where you can get advice and where someone can say something and then you learn to respond. You learn to express boundaries. You learn to accept feedback and sit with the discomfort. It's all part of healing. It's all mindset. We are all here to heal. Where I was probably 2-3 years ago when we started Friends Abroad, nearly, it's coming up to 4 years soon in February, I wasn't where I am today. But I am learning. I am learning to be uncomfortable and to welcome it. I am learning to accept some things that I didn't accept before. I am learning to collaborate. I am learning teamwork. I am learning that I also need others. And I am learning that I'm not always right. And I am learning that I also need advice. And I'm learning that someone might say something I don't like, but I have to look at my own perspective as one of many and sift through the feedback that I get, because that's how we grow. We don't grow in isolation. We don't grow with people who say yes, yes to us or encourage us to with what we are coming with all the time. We grow when there is different perspective too. We need all the perspective, because in that different perspective, this is where our mindset is strengthened. This is where we sift through and learn, this is what I want and this is not what I want. Because without resistance, without different perspective, we can't know what we want and what we don't want. We'll just be around yes people, and that doesn't help our growth. I'm hoping this is helpful, and I'm hoping you work on your mindset, because it's the mindset that changes everything in your life. How you think, how you think, your attitude, and how you view different perspective or differences, how you deal with them. That's how we grow. And when we do that, when we learn to sit with that different perspective in our groups, in our families, in our parenting, in our communities, in our workplaces, that's when we are ready for relationships, for romantic relationships. Some people think, well, how do I practice for relationships? You practice them in areas or environments where there is different perspective. Without different perspective, you will struggle when you get into a relationship, because you won't be ready. You won't be ready because nobody has said anything that you disagree with before. And your partner is not going to tell you what you want to hear. Otherwise, they will be codependent. So I'm hoping that's helpful. And I hope you continue to work on the quality of your life before relationships, and to continue every day to plant a seed for what you want, and every day to work on something on your mindset. Make yourself uncomfortable. Look into how you think. Reevaluate your mindset and do something that's helpful for you outside your comfort zone. Something from the unusual, from something that you're different from what you normally do. And also strengthen those parts or areas where you are doing well, where you know this mindset is helpful. And learn to ask questions. Learn to ask questions and be comfortable with the answers. Because in asking questions and getting different perspective and answers, that's where you learn how to be a partner. When you sit with the discomfort of different perspective, you accept change. You also influence in that change, and you manage that change together. You collaborate, and you don't alienate or have big issues with people because they've got a different perspective, but you communicate your own, because you know your own is also valuable, but you also listen to what you are getting. When you learn to do that, you are ready to be a partner to someone. I hope that's helpful. And I hope you continue to work on the quality of your life before relationships. And I will see you soon. Thank you so much for watching, ladies. Bye-bye.